Very good victory for our football team tonight. I was very pleased with the way we came out of the tunnel. I thought the energy was excellent from the first snap to the conclusion of the game. You know, our goal was obviously to come in here and beat a very good football team, very well coached, talented football team in a great environment here in Houston. So we were able to accomplish that. Unfortunately, we have some injuries. So it looks to be some potentially serious injuries, and we'll have to recover from that and move on to St. Louis. But I thought our football team had great energy and productivity in the first quarter, and that was really our message at halftime, was to continue it and finish. So I felt we took a step as a team tonight, and once again, beat a very good, well-coached football team in the Houston Texans. With that, I'll take your questions.
Do you think playing against an undefeated Texans team on Sunday night,
can you
get more
like the Houston guys? Well, I don't think it really would matter what the records were of the two teams tonight. We knew when the season started that this was a very good football team. You have an opportunity to view our schedule. We knew the first 4 weeks were going to be a challenge because it was just different. And then the three road games with this one in the middle on Sunday Night Football. So we have a lot of respect for Gary Kubiak and his staff and their team and the video that they've put forth going into the game. So, but we really, really, truly stay focused on improving ourselves, and that'll always be our message and our approach. And with that, I was pleased with the way we played.
What role do you think the run game played tonight? Looked like you were
really
committed to sticking with it.
Yeah, it was a factor of getting the looks in the no huddle. I thought Aaron Rodgers was spectacular this evening. We pretty much went exclusive no huddle from the starting point of the game. We wanted to press their defenses as much as we can, because how much respect we had for those guys. Aaron kept us in clean looks, and that was a big part of our production in the run game. The run blocking unit, I thought, did an excellent job against a very good front, and I thought Alex Green played very, very well for his first opportunity to fully have the football. So I thought it was a good step in the right direction for our run game. Not really. I mean, he's an outstanding player. I mean, clearly, he was probably their most productive player on a very good defense, coming into the game. So, but schematically, we always do preliminary game plans, and then we jump into an exclusive game plan, starting on Mondays. So, but we do have a lot of respect for Brian.
Mike, coming off a tough week, what does this do for
your team? Well, we won a football game. Tough week is really probably your viewpoint, not ours. I thought our team did a very good job staying focused on what it's really about, and that's the preparation phase of it, staying in tune, getting ready to play these guys in this environment, and we were able to accomplish that. But our goal is really we've moved on to St. Louis. We need to win two games in a row. That's our focus. Stack success for the first time this year. Well, I really don't like the way you put your question, but it was very good defense, very good technique, sound scheme by Dom Capers, but really ultimately the credit goes to the players. We have good players. They're improving players. I'm excited about our defense with the three turnovers this evening. That was one missing part of our formula for success. Offense did a great job taking care of the football against a very good defense that takes it away as good or better than anybody in the league. So. Very sound defense, and injuries are part of the game, and we were able to overcome them today.
Your thoughts on the 16 passes by Rodgers?
Well, I think that speaks for itself. I mean, Aaron was on fire, did a great job putting the ball where it needed to be, and I thought probably the biggest play in the game was when he had the opportunity on the first third down of the game, and it came right back after the penalty when took the shot, the big play to Jordy Nelson. So, he played. Threw some, bumps and bruises there in the second half. So, clearly one of his better performances as a Packer.
Mike, people maybe questioned Aaron just a little bit last week for the first time in a long time. Do you think that motivated him in any way?
That's really a question for Aaron. We spend, a lot of time during the week and, have a one-on-one every Thursday, go through the whole plan and, and that really wasn't part of our conversation. So I think he does a great job, you know, dealing with that responsibility. When things don't go well, you know, the quarterback takes a lot of the heat, and when things go well, he gets a lot of the praise. I mean, he's played a lot of quarterback in his career, and he's played very well, and he's jumped over a lot of bigger hurdles than this week, that's for sure.
Mike, one of the criticisms of Rodgers this past week was that he was frenetic in the pocket or just frazzled a little bit. Did you see that at all, or was that criticism just unjustified?
You know, you talking about tonight, Mike, or are you talking about we're going back to last week?
Going into this game, there had been criticism of him that he was,
I don't agree with the criticism.
Two more. Thoughts on J.J. Watt?
Excuse me?
Your thoughts on J.J. Watt?
I think J.J. Watt is a dynamic young player. I mean, he has everything you look for in a defensive lineman, and for him to play inside and, Smith on the other side, I think that's an excellent pair. That was really our focus of their defense. So, JJ's got big days ahead of him, and everybody's proud that he's from Wisconsin, and we'll root for him starting tomorrow. But he's an excellent player.
Thank you.